Shabbos Avreichem Perakei, page Mem Gimel. The beginning of the parak is almost a pause in the mahalach of the sefer to sort of warn those individuals who are learning the sefer like for fun. You know, to pick up on a little couple of ideas or things that they could throw around at a Shabbat brachas or something, and he focuses on the kind of a person that he's talking to, and the kind of a person that can be affected by this kuntras, and sort of to weed out those who have different machshavas and rayonis about the purpose of learning Chassidus Bechlal and this type of a kuntras b'frat. So it's a little rough over here. Now, it's in the sign that we shouldn't back off, we should continue, but we should try to live up to the tzaddik expectations, to Hashem's expectations. Va'ata bocher va'avrech chosid. He says, I must interrupt what we're learning right now in order to have a conversation. We need to talk about something. Just the two of us. Don't be embarrassed. You ever say for the right such a thing? We get blessed all the time in Sfarim, right? Nobody ever said, Valtis Bayish, don't worry about it, don't be embarrassed. The Rebbe is just trying to prepare us for the blow. Valtis Bayish Mitanu, Kilo Onuroyim Ayuscha, Velo Aperoy Ayusanu Ata, because I don't see you and you don't see me right now. Rak Hashem Hu Aroy Ashneinu. But because Baruch, only the Baruch Shalom sees both of us. Hello, Rak Derech HaKuntris Mesichim Anu Imcha, Velo Lekantrech. I'm speaking to you by way of this kuntras, by way of this sefer, and I'm not coming in any way to show you your faults, to point out your faults, or to hurt you in any way. Hasma lahaskir, of course, God forbid. Siach levaviyu. It's a heartfelt discussion, a heartfelt talk I want to have with you. Libi elibcha loyches. My heart is whispering to your heart. Siach nafshihu. It's a conversation of the soul. Nafshi al nafshecha chavitam daberis. My soul to your soul. One friend to another friend is talking. Ves ahuvasa lazar es kibuseha mishtekekes. And it should be clear that one soul loves the other soul and is trying to help the other soul and is longing and seeking to be mechabes, and is to cleanse and to purify the other. V'gam heim libi v'nafshi al yodcha yibanu. The Rebbe says such a beautiful thing. He says, and I want you to know that my own heart and my soul through you can be built. He says to the person who is learning the sefer that through this connection, my heart and soul can also be built. Uba aloyscha, ulay bez Hashem, gam hem yisalu. And that through my heart and soul being able to be uplifted, perhaps, uba aloyscha, rather, with your aliyah, I'm sorry, that through your being uplifted, ulay bez Hashem, gam hem yisalu, maybe with God's help, my own heart and soul can be uplifted. That if you'll be uplifted, then I'll be uplifted. Perhaps you're becoming annoyed and you're thinking, what does he want from me? Why is it that I seem to be blamed with certain deficiencies and there are certain defects that are detected in me, they're not in me. What are you talking about? Turning my head around. In other words, what are you pointing out and making me meshuga with all these different things? How to work on my feelings and visions and things and right that we've been talking about and what I imagine and so on. Holy Avrach ben Torah, I'm a ben Torah. Writes ani lahatrit es machshavayso b'fil pulei araisa. I want to occupy. I don't want to have in my head these visions that we've been talking about, these thoughts and tziurim and demyanis I want my mind to be occupied like it's always been with Pilpulei Araisa, with the Gemaras and Rishayim and Achrayim, Pilpulei Araisa, Kameyaz V'adata, like I've always been thinking about. Kitamid B'Torah Nishakua. The audience that the Rebbe wrote the Sefer for, these were young men who are learning all the time. Kitamid B'Torah Nishakua. I'm constantly immersed in Torah. My thoughts are constantly on Torah, gam b'shuk, and oftentimes even when I'm walking in the street, yesh ani chayshe b'Torah, I'm thinking about Torah as I'm walking in the street. V'lei chassid ani, I'm not a chassid. V'ayim hisrag shius v'slavus chaserisli, am I lacking in any emotion and any excitement in my Yiddishkeit? V'echani mispal, v'echani yaseh mitzvah, v'echani mislayev behen. And when it comes to my davening and my kima mitzvahs, I don't have any islavas. I mean, I have islavas. Hein lo hayinu tzrichim anayis ladabrim chayyese binyanim ke'elu. The truth is, I really wouldn't have to answer this and to continue talking to you about these inyanim. In the MS Atim Israim Kazais, I feel a rock mixes mizu. If you really feel this way, and if you're convinced that everything is okay, and if I thought that you really, really deep down believed even a little bit of that, then I would have nobody to talk to, and there'd be no tachlis in continuing. And if you really think, and you really believe that there's nothing lacking in your Avodas Hashem. Ata ben Torah, ata misragesh, avat mislaiv. Since you see that you're ben Torah, that you're learning, and you're misragesh, and you have hisragshes in your Avodas Hashem, avat mislaiv, and you do get excited. Gam bahalichos chabashuk, ata shakul b'Torah, even when you're outside, and you're walking around, you're thinking about Torah. Kimeirayish amarnu. I said at the very beginning, Shirak el abachrim ve'la avreichim, that only to the bachrim and to the young men, hadoagim al atzmam, who are worried about themselves. Not the ones who are filled with self-contentment and are satisfied with who they are, but only those who are worrying about themselves. Hadoagim al atzmam v'al avadosam, and the avaydus Hashem, onu mekavnen es dibureinu elu. Are my words being addressed to such people? That's it. This last Shabbos, I spoke to the Olam a little bit about the inyan of the Nazir and the Ramban, what the Ramban says about the Nazir. Some of the Chevra were here. I spoke a little bit about the Ramban. Ramban says that the Nazir is a Kaddish, is a holy one to Hashem. Why is he a Kaddish to Hashem? So the Ramban says that about the Nazir, that he was. The Gemara says, "Hiraya saita bikel kuli azir atzam manayayin." That how did he become a nazir? Because he saw what happened to this woman. He saw harba yayin aisa, like the kohen would say to the woman, the saita to the unfaithful wife, biti. Look, it says in the Mishnah, look what wine could do, and harba schaik aisa, what joking around can do, and harba naris aisa, an immaturity, harba shchenim roim aisa. Look what having being in the wrong neighborhood in the wrong environment. Look what happens to a person. And this particular person saw this, and he decided to take upon himself a nazirus. He decided that he would have to take upon himself a period of nazirus. And the Ramban explains that what's different about this person is that everybody saw this. Everybody saw what happened. Haraya saita b'kilkulo. All the other Bachrim, all the other young men, all the other Avreichim saw the same thing. But there were only some special people who become worried about things, who worry. Who worry and wonder, how's this going to affect me? In other words, they don't just come home and say, hey, you know, look at the paper and say, did you see this site? You hear what happened? Oh, wow, huh? What do you think about that? Everybody thought that it was such a gewaltige marriage, right? So it turns out it's not such a gewaltige marriage, and you know, and everybody talks about it around the table. So that's there are a lot of people that do that. The Ramban says that there are a few individuals, special people, who when they see that there's something in the world that's happening in such a way, that the doagim, yesh daige b'leiv, the Ramban said. We spoke about last Shabbos. There's a daige b'leiv. They're worried. They begin to wonder. You know, it is taka. If this could happen to such good people, to fine people, to other Jews, as a result of immaturity and the environment and other things, habis chaykais, then what's going to be with my life? And because, and as a result of thinking about this and looking at this and wanting to grow from something, this person, the Ramban says, takes upon himself a nazirus, and he's a kaddish, he's a holy person. The Kedusha comes from having that daiga b'leiv, the Ramban says, because the heart is worried about what's going to be, and there's a cheshbon hanefesh, a person who lives with a cheshbon hanefesh, of how he could change, of what he could do, and how he could grow from something. And that brings upon the person the Kedusha. The Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw these were the young men, these were the people who were, he said, who were coming to be by the Ohel Moed, to come and to see how could they serve Hashem and how could they become better. And Moshe Rabbeinu chose these individuals. These were special people. Not because Lemaise they were different than everybody else, but because they had a daiga b'leiv. Because they were not prepared to let it go on the way that it had, the way that life was just moving along. They made a decision that something has to change. And they were concerned, and they were worried in their hearts about what can they do so in their lives so that this doesn't end up becoming their story. So the Rebbe says, this is the kind of person for whom I'm writing the Sefer. Rakla bochrim ala avrechim ha-dolegim ala atzma v'ala vadosam ala mekavnim z'dibureinu eilu. Only for the bochrim and for the avrechim who are worried about themselves, and worried about their avodas Hashem. Have I written this kuntras? Klaimer el shval ruach v'leiv nishpra al nafsho v'avodosa. In other words, for somebody of a humble spirit and a broken heart, because he looks at his soul and he looks at his avodas Hashem. And what does he say? Ha'aymer b'liba leima ha'leya posik ha'aymer kol derech ish yosha b'enav. And this person knows, Shlomo Melech said, "Kol derech ish yosha be'enav." The nature of a person is to justify everything that he does, to rationalize and to justify, and to look at his life and to say, "Okay, I'm not a Chavetz Chaim or something, but it's pretty good." Kol derech ish yosha be'enav. It's in his own eyes. It's the nature of a person to rationalize and to try to appease himself by by evaluating his life in such a way. So the emes is, this person knows, this person of a humble spirit and a broken heart knows that it's the nature of a person to think that his way is Yashabainav. But this individual of the broken heart, in his heart knows, who can guarantee that I'm actually going on the derech of Hashem b'chol ma'asa? Heim ibnei sheli kein, nir v'darki yosha l'fanai. Just because, and the person, this one who's worrying, the one for whom the Rebbe says, I'm writing my sefer, he thinks to himself, ha'im ibnei sheli kein, nir, just because it seems to me this way, that everything is fine. It seems to me that everything is okay. Shili came near Vidarki Yoshalafanai, and it looks to me, it seems to me that my path is straight and clear. Hogamli Ishra Ma'alolam near Shadarka Derha Yosha, which Shlomo Malach is saying in this passage, because even for a Russia, it seems to him that his path is entirely straight. Who doesn't think that way? The ones who don't think that way are going to benefit from the Sefer. But even, he says, even an Ish, Ish Ra Ma'alolim, near Shadaka Hayashahu, in the Shadaka Derech Hayashahu. It seems that everything is 100%. You get into a discussion with somebody about an Indian, you see, in Hashkofe, in Machshove, in Hanhage, and you see that a person can come up with all kinds of explanations for all types of different things that are not the Ratzon Hashem. And all kinds of explanations and rationales for why he lives a certain way and how this is okay, this is all right, it's not bad. Why are you saying this to me? And what, you know, and so on and so forth. So even a person who's doing terrible things will find it seems to him shadaka der hayashahu. Hein oisani, and the Rebbe's not talking to people like this. He's talking to choshev abachur and younger light and avreichim. You know, real chassidim in Poland before the Milchama. Hein oisani esma asai lefishe tzivsa ha-Torah. A person who says, I'm doing what the Torah says I should do. I'm doing what the Torah told me to do. But this honest person can look at himself and say, the fact that I'm going along with things and that everything looks okay, can I really say that I'm not? That there are no pagamim and chatayim, that I'm free of any deficiencies or sins. The Gemara says that an aveira can extinguish a mitzvah. Vimki gam amr she'en aveir mechab ha-Torah. Of course, the Gemara says that a Torah, whatever Torah that a Jew learns, is not extinguished, cannot be affected by his aveiras, but the mitzvahs can be affected by the aveiras. The Kevin Shalem Taira, the Rebbe is going through the minds of each of us and going back, you know, how we're going back and forth. So a person can say, no, okay, it's true that I do some Aveiris and I have some Pagamim, but Taira Shani Laimed Mechaperis Alai, right? The Torah that I'm learning, but so I'm learning Torah, and because I'm learning Torah, that's my fortress, and that's something which I could trust and I could rely upon my learning. But the truth is, who could guarantee that will stand for me? Who says that the Torah that I'm learning is entirely pure and my intentions are pure? Do I know whether my learning of Torah is something which rises up to Hashem as well, which is that it's pleasing to Hashem? That I have the right intentions when I'm sitting and learning? Like we were talking about last week when we did the piece before from the Derech HaMelech on Shavuos. Am I really trying to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my learning? Do I ever stop and think, why am I sitting here learning this Gemara? Why am I sitting here all these years? What am I doing this? What's my tachlitz? What's my point? Can I be certain that my Torah is a kind of Torah that's really l'ratzon v'ayla l'ratzon l'fnei adayin kol, that it's something which is pleasing to the Master of the world? The kama anoshim hayu shalom de Torah ba'ifin kazeh she'im teirasim b'shal ta'achdis v'chamar l'tzla nafla. And there are people who learn Torah the way that I learn Torah, and maybe even much more, that together with their Torah they're now in the lowest most horrible place, v'chamar l'tzla nafla. They fell into the lowest place. You talk to them and learning. There's a good friend of mine, we grew up together. He had an uncle in Queens. An uncle came from, you know, they came from Poland from before the Milchama. You could talk to this person, he used to stand there, he would just put his hand, he would ask us what we're learning. And he'd say we were learning. Then he'd put his hand on his head, he didn't wear yarmulke. He said everything, it was 50 years later. Every Gemara Rashi Tosfos, word for word, whatever you were learning. And he starts to say, oh, every, you know, Mahashah, and starts to Pnei Yeshua, and Machlaikas between the Mesivas and the Ketzah, everything. This is so interesting. I was like, we didn't, you know, you know, he didn't give, he didn't, it wasn't a question of like whether we want to hear this or not. He's standing there like this, and he says, and it was the biggest mushkas. The biggest mushkas, the person, what he did with it to his wife, and he did to his family, and he raised them totally without Yiddishkeit, and he was in South Africa all the time doing disgusting things. He was in business over there. And he would say it himself. He was joking about himself. You know, I mean, he used to, and he could talk about anything in Torah, anywhere. Anywhere. Say this, so anybody that went through the Holocaust, we never, ever, ever, my father told me, and I was macabre that on myself, to try to always have that thought that never to judge anybody that ever went, anybody that went through the Milchama, not to judge anybody. Bechlal, it's not good to judge anybody, but especially a person that went through the Milchama. But look at all that Torah that he learned. That he hasn't learned it since he was 15, 16, 17. He didn't learn, and he knew it all from that time because he wasn't learning. He was making fun of Yiddishkeit all the time. And all of that Torah that Mamash, he did new shas as a bracha, and he was sitting in Shaul Tachtis. He was sitting in the lowest place. So the Rebbe is saying that a person thinks the fact that if you think that you're learning Torah is zaisi miftach, of course Torah is the most unbelievable thing to help a person, but can you be certain that your Torah is Eilu L'Ratzon, and can you be certain that your Torah is the pure type of Torah that will have that effect upon you and that will take and protect you from such an afila? When you yourself see that there are people who learn Torah, there are people who know much more than you know, and they're sitting b'shal tachtias, they're sitting in that place, in the dungeon, mamish. Look at the Sheinu, Isha Eloki, Harav HaKadosh HaChezim Melublin. Amar Shekol Mishenem Ahar B'tshuva Kedem Limudo. This is what we were talking about last week. The Chezim said, anybody who sits down to learn Torah and he doesn't think thoughts of tshuva before he starts to learn, Olav Namar V'Lerosh Amar L'Kim Alech L'Sapir Chukim. I'm going to hang that up in yeshiva, get some of the fellows here, put that on the wall in the yeshiva. The Chayzer said, anybody who's not Mahar B'tshuva, who doesn't stop, who doesn't pause before he sits down to learn, with the thought of tshuva, regarding him, it says in the Pasuk, L'Rosh Omar Elokim, Malach HaLasa B'chukei. The Baruch Shalom says to this person, evil one, who do you think you are telling over my Torah, talking about my Torah, talking about my mitzvahs? If you're not Mahar B'tshuva before you sit down to learn. Yeah, but particularly when it comes to learning, there's more of a possibility of the learning going into the klipas, as he says also, it's even more dangerous. Vayd Maisiv Chas V'Shalom Koech LaKlipas. The Chazal says not only that, All the learning, that could be by tefillah too, if a person is talking and carrying on during davening, God forbid, Shtech Sam Sofer says. But it could be that you think that you're learning, you know, you feel real proud of yourself after you learned. And the Chayzer says it could be that the learning that you're doing is Maisev Chas Hashem Kaich LaKlipas, that you were giving more kaiches to the side of Tumah through your learning. If the learning was without Hashem, if the learning is without tshuva, if the learning is without humility, if the learning is with gaiva, could be you're sitting there for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours and you're planning your next siyum, and the whole thing is being maisev koyach leklipas. It's adding koyach to the side of tumah. If you don't believe it, he says you can look. The Rebbe, the Chayz explains, we're talking about Laila, and the Marv Shamish explains more in Pashas Devarim. Do I know? Do I remember? Can I say that I have these thoughts of tshuva when I sit down to learn? Whether my tshuva bechlal is sincere and whether it's accepted. I warned you last time. There's going to be a hard part of the sefer to learn. So, but it's only hard if you take it seriously. If it's just an interesting thing, so you know. So. He learned, you know, some pizzas nachsidis on Erev Shabbos, but nothing. That's what the Rebbe is worried about, our feeling that way. But no. It could be some, you know, you can go back and tell a couple of guys, you know, man, you wouldn't believe what the pizzasna said today. It's gewaldig. You know, he really let us have it. What are you going to do? Can I be certain? How do I know that I'm not one of those people regarding whom Hashem says, what are you doing talking over my Torah? I don't need you to tell, you're not worthy to speak about my Torah. The cave in Sheben Torah and the Vavre Chosid. So then what about my credentials? I'm a Ben Torah and I'm a Chosid. So I have these credentials, that should be good. I should be able to show those at the gate. So he says, because I'm a Ben Torah and because I'm a Chassid, he says, Adarabba, my nefesh, my neshama, is even greater danger that I could lose my entire world in a moment. And with the slightest and with the slightest mistake that I make, with the slightest defect or blemish in my life, I could, God forbid, throw away and lose everything. That could be because I'm a person that has come to this point in my life and from whom Hashem has these expectations. And because a person is learning and the heart is open, he's a chassid, that doesn't necessarily, not only does it not protect a person necessarily, I mean it can, but it can make a person, God forbid, more open to slipping into something which is the opposite of being a Ben Torah and a chassid.
Is this to maintain the fear of the main reason Hashem?
Let me continue and we'll talk about that afterwards. Well, let's finish a little bit more, okay? Let's keep into one mahalach here. Hayesh vani mekane as a hedyait sheyev mayim. So at this point, you could be thinking, I'm really jealous of the water carrier. Hayesh vani, sometimes this is, a person says, I'm jealous of the water carrier. V'naisei sabal and the schlepper. Those are the worst jobs, as you know from all of the stories. The water carriers and the sabolim, those were the guys that would carry bigs, you know, from the station. You gave them a couple of pennies and they'd schlep. So sometimes you're jealous of these people. Imrak mispal Hashem, because these Jews, Imrak mispal Hashem, or they just daven to Hashem. Aymer tehillim, say some tehillim. And they keep mitzvahs according to what they know. You're not writing books for those guys. And what else can you ask of these people? What else can you expect from them? He doesn't walk around saying, the Vasa Trager is not walking around saying that I'm a Ben Torah and a Chassid. And all he says, I don't know, this is whatever I know, I try to do. And in many ways it would be, I mean, we can't be simple anymore, we speak about this all the time. You know, with all the added things that people are learning, so it's mechayev them more, what they're supposed to be doing, which most of our ancestors, but simple people like this, that when they heard something, if they went and they heard it at the Vatara, and the Tzaddik said, or the Rav or the Rebbe said something to the Vatara, they said, oh, that's good, I'm going to try to do that. And they had a simple way of trying to live according to Torah mitzvahs. And you know, they didn't know much, and they didn't have an opportunity to learn much, but what they knew, they tried to keep. But they knew they tried, and they tried to live by what they heard. And when something was not the right way in their lives, they tried to correct it. They felt bad, and they tried to correct it. And that's at a time when the average person was not able to stay in yeshiva for any length of time, and certainly wasn't able to go to go for a year or two to OJ or TJ or BJ or MJ, any of the places. He wasn't able to go at the base. They were pushing the yidden, and they heard, and what they heard, they said, "I'm going to go home and do that." And they came home and they said to their wife, "The Rebbe said this, and that's what we should do." And she said, "Yeah." And they did it. It was a process, and it's not. And now all the things that we're learning more and more, so it's mechayev a person. So sometimes the Rebbe says that this young man could feel jealous of the water carrier and of the schlepper. Says a couple of kapitlach tillim. Yishayim etere mitzvahs according to what he knows, and that's it. And nobody has any tainus. Nobody's writing any books telling him about all these things and hegeshim and his lavas and all of this stuff. And look at me, because I heard some Torah, because I learn, and I heard some things from my teachers, and I understand a little bit looking the Svar Makadosh. I mean, I'm a person that can look a little bit into the Chayza and a little bit into Kedushas Levi, Kedushas Samagid. I'm able to learn a little bit in Sifrei Kedush. Ech Shichim Lavid is Hashem, which talk about how to serve Hashem. Ech Kol Taiva Roa B'Shoshim Serev Esrak L'Machshov Erotzim Mulvad. And I'm able to see how it says in the Svar Makadosh that when I have even a little hesiris in my mind, in my ruts, and in a desire for something that's not right, even if I don't do it, just by that thought, I'm ready at that moment that I'm having that thought. You see in this form that that moment you're a Rasha. A person that ever learned just the beginning of Tanya, if you learned the first paragraph of Tanya. The Alter Rebbe says that even if you could at that moment be learning Torah and you're not learning Torah, if you could learn Torah at that moment and you're not, you're a Russian. And you wonder, why did I have to ever open up that to Tanya to see such a thing? I would have been just a happy water carrier, and no one would have a Tanya, because they said, did you hear that? If you're not learning Torah, you're a Russian. I never heard such a thing. What? No, but you learn Tanya, you listen to tapes on Tanya, and you go to Tanya seminars and so on. And you don't do any of it. You're just listening. So you wonder, what am I doing? And you're jealous of the Pashita Mensch, the Pashita Yid, the simple Jew. The Kamhi Megashem is from Mamala Isazu Amarachmar Lislam. You learned in the Svarm, he says, it's my fault, you're thinking. I learned a little bit in the Svarm, and I see that even a thought, even a small little desire, fills me with filth. Hashem Yirachim. Hayroda achazasni, v'chalchola tifayireini. I'm taken hold of it, trembling and fear. And I'm crushed and broken like crumbs. Saying, here you are, chashav abocha, where everything is fine, big chassid, because you go to the shiur and you know a little bit. He says, you know also that if you're honest and admit that if all that you saw in the Svar Makadosh, if you would take it to heart, you would feel that you're embarrassed to stand in front of people because of the bush and the chlima, how humiliating and embarrassing it would be. Lu roas kol sisrei rigshi, if they would see what's really on my mind, what's really in my heart, all the deeper secrets that I don't tell anybody. Umachshavaisai vad bilti nesai haisacher posi. It would be impossible for me to bear the shame. Lu roa I see kamayshani raya I see. If other people would see me the way that I really see myself and know myself. V'chol amidasi v'cheski hi she'en zolasi makia. The only reason I could manage, and the only reason I could continue, is because nobody knows. Shein Zulasi, nobody besides me, Makiv Yadei Sibakal, nobody else knows me. Nobody else knows what's in my, it's in the depths of my heart and my thoughts. Ve'ech ze'oid koyach bilis chazeg l'aleches b'raglai b'yodi sh'ashem es baruch melech malachim lochem b'kar ha'tahar v'kdusha ro'yesi m'reish v'ad raglai. How do I even have the strength to be mechazik myself, to pick myself up and walk outside, knowing that Hashem, the King of all kings, the source of all that's pure and holy, of course He sees me. Maybe nobody else sees, but Hashem sees. Hashem watches everything, every single thing that I do. Diburai, every word that I speak here. Hurai, every thought that I have. Ritzainai, haktan v'agdalim, my smallest ritzainis, all the little things that I want and desire, and the big things that I have. Ritzainis, bein b'shas atfila, whether it's a time of davening, v'avayda, ben shloi b'shas atfila, v'avayda, when I'm not. But it's not a time of davening and avayda. V'chol ha'moin sh'tusim, shani zoyme mahar medabra v'aysa, v'chol ha'meis l'ais, and the multitude of narishkeit that I am thinking about, I'm speaking about, and that I'm doing in every 24 hours of my life. As kulam lefnei ein adiz baruch ani eisa medabra mahara. All of the shtusim, all of the narishkeit is taking place, every single thought, word, and action before the eyes of Hashem. V'loy tomid ha'avrech kol kach nomuch be'enav. But then, there are times when you look at yourself and you don't feel this kind of shame and embarrassment. V'loy b'chol eisa b'chol shor ra'yes atzma ki chli mole busho chlima. There are times when you can look deeply into yourself and you don't see yourself as a kli that's filled with busha and chlima, with shame and embarrassment. He's talking to the avrech, to the young man who's worried and who's broken, and he says that you too know that there are times in your life that you have hisroimimus and your heart is lifted. And there's a great feeling of pride in his rhyme was in being an Eved Hashem. V'loyishu ha'fachvach pam noifel upam Yisroimim. The fact that you feel this way, meaning that so often you feel this tzibrochenkeit because of your honest appraisal of who you really are and what you think about and what your life is about. And there are other times when you feel a tremendous sense of gavus and esraimus. He says that doesn't mean that you're leishuav fachvach. That doesn't mean that you're a drake cup. That sometimes pam neifel pam esraimem. That you're inconsistent. Sometimes up and sometimes down. And you're confused and you're a mixed up person. Ach misha vadosa sha'ovid Hashem. A person, he says, whose avodas Hashem is b'loy lev or b'loy etzem, is without heart and without his essence being poured into it. Like mitzvahs anashim lumada, it's just by habit. It's just what he does. It's a routine. Lasais elispati mimene basulai, just to do something and to pati yourself up to be pati from it, and that's it. Oz avodasim mubana ke'evan. Then your avodas Hashem is solid like a rock, which this person would interpret to say, everything is great. I'm perfectly consistent. I don't have any big aliyahs. I have no big yeridas. That was the Rebbe saying. This person who is doeg, who is worried, he wonders about himself. How come there are times that I feel so horrible about myself? I feel so terrible about where I am. I feel embarrassed before Hashem. And then there are other times that I feel gevaldige hisroimus. So the Rebbe says, don't think, if you're that kind of a person, then you should know that you're the one that I'm writing the sefer for. Because if you're the other kind of a person, who feels that you're always on an even keel and everything is just, you know, it's always pretty much the same. That just means that there's nothing at all that you're doing in your Avodas Hashem. It's everything is mitzvah sanoshim lumada. Everything is by happen, by road. The mimela, you don't feel anything. But summit, he says, by finechad, everything's just one. There's one feeling of complacency that this is what I do. The gavin echad, the nigan echad, your whole life is one color and one song. Gavin echad, nigan echad, there's one tune. That's it. Loikein hu misha avadosa b'leiv ve'etza. It's not like that. In the life of a person who's trying to serve Hashem with all of his heart, with his kishkes, that life is a life, mamish, that's stormy and with unbelievable heights and falling to all kinds of depths and mamish, a constant struggle, and a person feels that he's in the milchama all the time. And the nigunim has high notes and low notes, not one boring song. That doesn't mean that people on the outside see Elias and the Felis like it is nowadays. He's talking to people who are stable in their observance of mitzvahs. Not like you see one day the guy sitting in yeshiva, you know, with payas, and he's asking his rebbe when he's allowed to start wearing a bekish or something. And then the next day, you know, like 2 weeks later, you see him on the street, you know, in the opposite kind of a life. He's not talking about that. He's talking about people who are shomer mitzvahs and who are stable in their shomer mitzvahs. But inside their hearts, there's mamish storms going on all the time. All the time. Ups and downs. And feelings of self-loathing and disgust. And other times a feeling of exaltation and greatness. That's a siman of a person who's in the milchama. That's a sign of a person who's an oved Hashem, who's an oved, who's trying. Pachad v'ahava, es mamarus v'aliyah. If any of you have ever had the schus to read Rabbi Yosef Be'ez Isha Amuna, the lonely man of faith. It's the Aliyahs and the Yeridas and that whole struggle of the lonely man of faith. If you have some time during the summer to try, it's in English. Pachad v'ahava, the times of pachad, of fear, and the times of ahava, of love. It's mamrus of bitterness and embitterment and aliyah. All of these contradictions. These contradictions do not make you into a person who's conflicted. Those are the contradictions that means that you're a person that's seeking perfection, that's yearning for wholeness. The problem is if you feel that there are no contradictions in your life. If you're the kind of a person that is shalom alei nafshi, if you're the kind of a person that can see the site of Bikul Kula and just say, hey, did you hear what happened, and not think that you're also a site of Bikul Kula, you also are the unfaithful wife. Mishol shemargish ba'atzma yisrachakus u'befrat im pogam be'ezah pogam lifi erka yirachmar l'slam. The Oved Hashem, when he feels in himself that there's something that's, he feels a distance from Hashem. He feels a hisrachakus. It wasn't the same as it was yesterday. And especially if, God forbid, he was pogim in something, he did something wrong on his level. Nafshe marula. He becomes filled with bitterness. He becomes sibrochen. Umarti asreim, he torments himself. There's kol pegomav. Hashem yazim kol nemi chiyusai. Valpanev tishtayach. He sees at that moment of the moment that he fails, he's reminded of all the times in his life that he's failed, and he sees all the low moments of his life come back to him. He worries. V'rayas atzman b'shal zu k'chli mole busho chli k'erech shamanu b'zeh. But that same person, avakashet solchay is a tefila. But when there's a certain, when he has a good davening, a lichtige davening, or befrat b'shabbos is yom tov, especially Shabbos and Yontif, ach is a social tov yeshamayim. After a few hours of learning it, yeshamayim. Next page, ach is a siach mchsedim b'shivosim yachad b'shtias mashke shir ravina Hashem. Or after a time that you were sitting with the chassidim together, drinking a little bit and singing, verbringing, and you feel a gewaldige aliyah at that time. Shetzlich l'skasha zebezeh nefesh benefesh, where you're sitting with the chassidim together, and there was a skasha, was one soul with the other. V'nefesh kulam b'shem, and at that time when you were sitting by the verbringing, you felt that your soul was mamish, all of you together, that you were connected to Hashem. And at that time, misroimim oz ruche besimcha b'aliyas HaKadosh. At that time, your ruach is uplifted, mamish, with joy in aliyas HaKadosh. And in michuyus abetela oz, you don't see anything low in yourself. All of that is bottle. B'kuloi gam and your entire being, even your body, is filled with a longing only for the holiness of Hashem. And you feel that it's real. And you feel that be'emes, your body has become sanctified. Gam gufay ata, your soul and even your body. But even when you're experiencing that, and even those times when you have that great feeling, your ruach doesn't become solidified, doesn't become there's a bris at 7 o'clock, I didn't know. That it doesn't become like a stone, you don't become stuck in that and become convinced that this is it. Lamish lay chasal lay kol bavaydah, to come to the conclusion that just because you had this his surrounding was by this Fabrengen or this Shabbos and this Yontif, that you don't say to yourself, oh, you see that? I'm a Ben Tyre and I'm a Chassid. Even then, while you're in that feeling of a Surrounding was HaNefesh, inside of you there's a broken and humble spirit. Aliyah v'simcha, that you're able to have the Aliyah v'simcha, at the same moment, together, that Aliyah v'simcha is in Shivrei Ruach, with it's a broken spirit, with a broken spirit at the same exact time.